The fire outbreaks have become a very common occurrence recently in most parts of the country now, from markets destroying millions worth of properties to homes or even churches. So what are the causes of these fires and how do we prevent them?
Well, joining us now is Major General Pascal Ladu Mathias, the Director of Civil Defense Service, Ministry of Interior here in Central Equatoria. You're very welcome, General Mathias.
Thank you.
Well, first off, we would like you to give us an understanding of the mandate of the Civil Defense Service.
Okay, first of all, I'm not the director of National Civil Defense Service, but I am the director of Civil Defense Service Central Equatoria.
Yes, Central Equatoria, yes.
Yeah. Well, according to the constitutions, the mandate of the Civil Defense Service is to protect the lives and the properties of the people against fire. And in case of any disaster, they will be involved in mitigating it and evacuating people from disasters, such as a flood, if there is a collapse of the buildings. It is the responsibility of the civil defense to see that they evacuate people, they make search wherever it is necessary, and rescue the lives of the people.
All right.
Yes. Before we move on to the fire, you know, talking about your mandate, I had a conversation one day with one of your members, and he said clearly, people have actually been believing that the firefighters are, or the fire brigade job is only when there is fire incident. But so far you mentioned relocation of people from disasters and all this. What perception, I mean, people have perception about your duties. Clarify them.
Well, these perceptions had been there since long. And people undermine the job of the civil defense, and particularly the firefighters. You know, firefighting is about saving lives and the properties. But our most important primary responsibility is to save lives. We don't want to see that people die because of fire, because there is a disaster in the country, such as flood. It is the responsibility also of the civil defense to be involved. Usually when there is a flood, it is not only the civil defense that who are going there. There are various ministries, stakeholders, who are to participate in helping people. For example, the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, they have a role to play. When there is disaster, there is the Minister of Health, Minister of Agriculture, and so many others, agencies, who are very important in playing the role of saving lives and properties. So the civil defense actually has that role to play collectively with other stakeholders.
All right.
While in responding to emergencies, such as fire, that is the sole responsibility of the civil defense.
Okay, thank you very much. Now let's dive in into the issue that has led us to this discussion. There's been rampant, recurrent fire incidents, not just here in Juba or Central Equatoria, but also in Eastern Equatoria, as well as Awil in Northern Bagassal, and others maybe we don't even know about. So what are the reports you've been receiving, and what would you attribute this, you know, repeated incidents?
Well, as I mentioned before, that I'm the Director of Civil Defense Central Equatoria, and I can only speak within my jurisdictions.
Yes, but generally on some of these causes, yes.
But most of the causes of the fire within Juba town is about electricity is the cause for some reasons. It may be because of the short circuit, poor wiring, and it may be also because of overloading. You may be using one socket with so many devices. And therefore, when you are using so many devices, it means the current that flows from the socket is more higher. And when the current is very high, it means that the heat will tend to increase. And as a result, it will melt the insulator. And as a result, also, the result will be the short circuit, which will be the beginning of the cause of the fire. Of course, fire does not start as big as it is. It will start as small as it is first, then it begins to develop. So this is one of the reasons. The second reason is maybe because of negligence. Somebody may be cooking with his heater, and at the end of cooking, he just leave the socket open, and then this will also continue to heat. When it reaches that temperature, high temperature, of course, the heater will melt, or sometimes also the nearest fuel, which is closest, such as the plastic plates or what, then this may catch fire also. As a result, fire will start. Then there are other people who cook outside using this stove. After cooking, instead of extinguishing fire, they leave it like that. And if there is wind blowing, it will blow it to some fuel, then it will begin also to burn. Mm. So there are several reasons why fire outbreaks are occurring in Juba and elsewhere.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, because fire cannot start without
a reason. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. How often do you, particularly in Central Equatorial State, respond to these fire incidents that have so far happened?
Well, it depends on when you report.
Mm.
Because we are not angels to know that there is fire outbreak somewhere else there.
Mm.
We are to be informed. And when we are informed, we have to respond. For example, in 2021, we responded to over 70 fire outbreaks. That was in 2021. And in 2022, we responded to 60 fire outbreaks. And in 2023, we responded to 39 fire outbreaks. It shows a decrease. And in 2024, we responded to 56 fire outbreaks.
It rose again.
It rose again. It means there is something
not going on well. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and General, let us talk about the recent incident that actually engulfed so many shops in Konyo Market late last year. Mm-hmm. And people were actually questioning your duties, particularly that you were unable to respond so quickly.
It took too
and
long.
And we do believe that your offices are even closer to the markets.
Well, it is true. We responded after 1 hour.
To do what again?
No, there was continuous outbreak. The fire was continuing. And if you remember, we worked for almost 7.5 hours at Konyo Market.
What was the cause of the delay to respond after an hour?
That is why I'm coming.
Yes.
First of all, before I say we are not angels to know that there is fire outbreak somewhere. And we need to be informed timely. If you inform us that there is fire outbreak there, the moment we receive your call, we immediately respond. But the issue of Konyo, even the message was not sent immediately to the emergency room. It was informed. I was informed by somebody else, and I have to call the people at the emergency room to respond. And that was 1 hour after the fire outbreak, according to the information we received from the people.
Mm.
Yeah. So the blame may not come to us because we need to be informed at least. Because we are prepared, we are ready to respond to the fire outbreaks.
All right. Mm. Before we even go any further, can you just maybe give the hotline? How can people inform the fire department in such emergencies?
Well, we have this phone number, 09-22-33-7744. That is for MTN.
Mm.
And then we have the second line is 09-111-000-62. If you call this number, you will reach your emergency room.
Mm.
But mostly, people come on their own means to the station to report that there is fire outbreak.
Mm.
And you know the challenges that we meet on the roads. For example, the distance is one of the problems. Secondly, the traffic jam may cause the delay also. And then there are other factors also which may also cause the delay for us.
What are those other factors? Yes, mention them, please.
Well, the other factors may be also when the truck breakdowns or when there is an accident. This also may delay us. When there is an accident from our fire truck, it means that we have to call the second truck to go and respond to that fire outbreak.
All right.
And while we take care of the one which had an accident.
This a while back we spoke about the availability of trucks. I think this was in 2022, and there was a plan to provide more fire trucks so that the department can have the ability to respond even to simultaneously in case there are fires in different locations. Has that happened?
Well, I came to Central Equatoria in 2019. And by then, I got one fire truck, the old one, Ural truck, which was provided in 2005.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was also grounded. So that year of 2019 until October, I was able to put it on road, but it goes and break down. And then sometimes in 2021, there was a donation from the UNIMIS of one fire truck and one reinforced tankers. This one was given and it worked, although it was old, but it was able to provide service to the people. Then of a reason, 2023, we received a fleet of 7 fire trucks, in which it was distributed to the to some states of the Republic of South Sudan.
Mm.
Juba, as a national capital, was provided with 2 fire trucks. And this one we have also included into our resources of equipment for responding to fire.
Okay.
But also in 2023, I think, 2022, around March, there was a contract signed between the civil defense and the Japanese embassy, that they were going to donate the civil defense with one fire truck, the reused one. And then this contract did not materialize. The contract was for 1 year. It did not materialize during those days. But in last year, 2024, around November, we received that fire truck. And it is there. We have not used it, because it was not handed to us officially. But probably by March, early March, it will be handed to us, and then we shall put it on use.
So how many do you have now ready for use?
For use, we have 2 fire trucks.
Okay.
The old one, which was I got in 2019.
The grounded one?
We put it on road, of course. We spent some resources in order to put it on road.
Mm.
Then we dispatch it to EA because there was a fire outbreak in EA in which 300 shops were burned down. So because those people did not use it well, because when you are engaging the rear pump, you must press the clutch, but they did it without doing so, it is broken. So we are trying to get spare parts.
Okay. All right. Talking about this delay, so the challenges so far have brought forward in terms of navigating your way towards quenching the fire. I was meant to understand one of the challenging issues here is actually access to the roads, to the locations. Could that be also a major obstacle towards helping put up the fire?
But also, what could be the solution? You talked about traffic jam. You talked about sometimes. Is there a way that when there is an emergency, the truck can be prioritized on the road?
Well, the fire truck has a siren, and when it moves to the fire incident site, it has to put on the siren. And this siren is informing the other motorists to leave ways for the fire truck. But unfortunately, sometimes you get that the traffic jam is so much that even they cannot leave the way to the fire truck. And this one, I think the solution could be that if we are able to get some piece of land somewhere else, it is better that with these resources here, for example, the fire engines, we have to take the service to those people where they are located. For example, let me say Sherekat, you're supposed to have a station there. And then on the western side, like what you call Gurey, mm-hmm. Luri, mm-hmm. we need to put one station there so that we are near to the people. Instead of taking this long time, it is a waste, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be closer there in case of any report. We immediately respond to the fire outbreak. It means that the loss will be minimized.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for the roads, I think there are certain areas, especially in the market, we cannot access there. Especially during the fire outbreak of Konyo, we could not even get access closer to where the fire outbreak is. We have to extend our hoses. We use more than even 15 hoses in order to reach the fire point.
Mm, that fire was huge.
Yeah.
All right. Now, especially speaking on these delays, at the end of the day, the fire is not going to wait for the truck. It is growing and growing and growing. What are some of the cautionary measures you can give to the public in terms of how to either address a fire situation, how to react, how to respond as they wait? Of course, the first one you already mentioned is report that there is a fire. And you've given us the contacts here, which we will read out again before you leave. But then what else can be done that is actually, and also what should they not do while they wait for the fire department to come and respond?
Well, we need, first of all, one of the things is that we have to create awareness. This is one of the most important things, so that we inform the public how to be very careful about using fire, because fire is also friendly when we use it properly, and it becomes an enemy when it gets out of control. So I think awareness is one of the points that we should use in order to create awareness to the people to be careful about the use of the fire.
So you have the opportunity now to create the awareness. Just speak on those things.
It takes time.
Yes.
Then the second thing, we have safety measures. The safety measures is that you, in your home, you should provide yourself with extinguisher. So that in case of the fire, because the fire does not start as big as it is, it starts as a small fire.
Mm-hmm.
So when it starts as a small fire and you are able to discover it, you immediately can extinguish this fire. This is also one of the issues that people should provide for themselves, the fire extinguishers, so that in case of fire in their houses, in their offices, or wherever it may be, they should all use this opportunity to extinguish the fire using the fire extinguisher provided for them.
Okay.
They are the one to provide for themselves, and it is better that you save your thing with less money than lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Without
an extinguisher in the house. Okay.
Yeah, this is also one of the things. And then in other hotels, I think we need also to provide an emergency means of escape. Because in some hotels, you get only one exit way.
Mm.
Yeah, the normal one where you get in and then you come out. But you have to provide another alternative so that in case of any emergency, people can use that alternative means to escape, because life is precious and we don't want to lose it.
Yes.
So we also advise people on how to do this.
Okay. And now I really need you to speak on there's a fire happening. You know, last year there was a fire in Custom. And actually it was not a fire. The pole was... Okay, there were sparks, so it was the fire starting. So there were sparks on the pole, like the electric pole. And you could see the sparks jumping, and you know. And this man climbed on this...
pole.
It's a makeshift shop with a zinc.
Made of iron sheets.
And he was climbing and getting up there. I don't know what he was going to do. no gloves, no nothing. So in the case of a fire happening, how can you caution the people? How should they be able to respond or react in that moment?
At that immediate moment.
Well, for that example you gave about the spark of the electricity fire, I think we need to use, first of all, about the fire, you have to have a clear knowledge of what is happening.
Yes.
For example, what is burning, and every extinguisher does not contain any type of fire. There is a special extinguisher for a special type of fire. For example, let me take a class A fire, which is about ordinary materials like textiles, like grass, like timbers.
Yes.
I can use water for that.
Okay.
For example, when there is a fire for flammable liquid like petrol, I have to use another extinguisher. Either I use dry chemical powder, I use foam.
Okay.
So for that purpose, if there is that fire, which you say, I think the best way is to get there with the extinguisher. And you have to be careful because you will be electrocuted if you touch any wire.
All right.
So it is better that you use dry powder. And if you use water, you know water is a good conductor of electricity. And therefore, you are likely to lose your life.
All right.
So people have to be very careful. But otherwise, I will advise, in case of that fire, let them call the electricity agency to cut that line off the electricity so that if there is any fire that resulted from that one, then it can be contained using the normal things like water.
All right. Thank you very much. And that is very, very clear. There are different types of fire and they are extinguished with different kinds of products. Thank you for coming to Radio Mirai, and we'll definitely reach out for more on regards to fire. Thank you, Mr. Pascal.
Well, thank you.